All right, here's the deal. Following our latest tech update, catch one of the most insightful calls from my weekend show, The Kim Komando Show. There's only one big consumer tech story today. For years, Tesla seemed to defy the odds that govern automakers. Not only are those days over, but Tesla is in big trouble. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by Dell. For today's best deals on computer and office hardware, visit dell.com/deals. Tesla is not bankrupt. In many ways, it's far worse. Tesla was the first electric vehicle that real diehard motorheads ever really considered. For many small investors, Tesla was their first tentative step into stock ownership. Buyers waited weeks to take delivery. Tesla thought it could do no wrong. A call to customer service made it clear they didn't need you. Today, the big question, can Tesla be saved? Factories are shut down, inventories backed up, bloated to 110,000 new Teslas just collecting dust. They'll be sold at deep discounts. Investors watched their stock crash down to earth from $400 a share to less than $150. And as it turns out, the rules of the game apply to Tesla, too. Get tech smarts the easy way with my free newsletter at getkim.com. As promised, I'm now bringing you a standout call from my weekend show. Arnie in Tampa, Florida. Hi there, Arnie.
Hello, Kim. It's so good to talk to you. I've listened to you for years, and never imagined that I'd actually be talking to you,
so
it's a real pleasure.
You're sweet. So how can I help you?
Two quick questions. One has to do with changing operating systems from Microsoft to some Linux distribution, probably Ubuntu, because that's most common.
Right.
And probably the easiest to use. And I don't think that'd be much of a problem. The main reason I'm interested in it is mainly because of security and cost. I live in a 55-plus community, a lot of people on fixed incomes, that kind of thing. And having a Microsoft as an operating system is just really expensive.
Yeah, it can be a bit of a nightmare, too. Well, I think if your idea is to change everybody over to Linux, it's a good distro that you're talking about. There's also another flavor of Linux that I would like you to look at, and I'm going to send you some links about how to make that magic happen between getting rid of Windows and installing the Linux. There's another version called Elementary, and it looks a lot like the Mac operating system, and it has a lot of apps like the Mac operating system. So, between Ubuntu and the Elementary, it's up to you to decide which one it is. But if you have people who are really new, you might want to point them to that Elementary. But if you have somebody who's been on Windows for quite a while, which a lot of folks have been at this point, and they're comfortable with command prompts, and they just don't want to pay Microsoft's bounty for everything every time they turn around, is that is definitely an option. But what I'd like to do is send you some videos to kind of get you up to speed. Seven things that Linux does better than Windows and 10 advantages of Linux over Windows, that type of stuff, Arnie. So this way you're self-educated because you're going to be that guy to everybody, in the community.
Yeah.
And then and then what I like to do is also send you some links to the Elementary OS so you can also check that out as well. And thank you so much for your kind words. It really means a lot. A standing ovation to you for tuning in. Yay. Now, if you're puzzled by a tech issue, here's your call to action. Head to komando.com, select email Kim. I read each and every note like it's the final round in a tech trivia game. And you can amp up your tech know-how by getting my free daily newsletter. It's just waiting for you over at getkim.com.